With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Up America, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Oh, what a day, what a week, what a year. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Yeah, I think you're gonna like our podcast. We will discuss the worst take currently in sports, and it's a bad one, and it's not personal. You know, I've had bad takes before, but I don't think there are any that were this bad that this many people disagree with, but it's not my take that that's the worst take in sports, but we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about this. I'm gonna start the show in the same way I think I'll probably end the podcast. You know, as you get older, you change, you evolve. And I've had people encourage me to like sit with things. You ever had that, Jay Stu? You ever had somebody go like, you know what you need to do? You need to sit with something. You need to really soak it up and absorb it and see how you truly feel. But you ever had anybody suggest that to you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that takes a lot. It takes a lot to realize when you're in that part of your life, and then to actually do it and appreciate it. Those are that's the challenge.
Yeah, I had some time this morning, and I've had some time this week to sit with some things, and today is a day where I sit with something I sit with every year. My dad passed away 7 years ago today, and it was obviously it was a really tough time.
Now, he was sick. He had cancer. And I was planning on bringing my entire family from Connecticut to see him. We knew that it wasn't great. But I talked to him every night, so it wasn't like felt imminent. And he suffered a brain bleed like two nights before we were going to arrive. And so we early hopped on a plane. And when they shut out the machines, I was there. But I didn't actually get a chance to talk to him when he was still alive and lucid because of that brain bleed. So this is my advice. And I've gotten to that advice stage, and I probably do it too much. Okay, but I'm in my 40s. I have teenage kids. I've lived enough to, and had people around me pass, gotten jobs, gotten opportunities, lost opportunities, made mistakes, made friends, had unbelievable stuff. And I have, I believe I'm going to live past 100. That's my, it's not really a goal. It's just always been in my head that like I'm going to live a long time. So, Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and just make it a point to tell the people that you care about, like, don't just tell them, hey, I love you, and I really appreciate you. Maybe tell them why, you know, because when you tell them why, it helps them understand that you know them, you know, like if I was to tell Jason Stewart, like, I'm really thankful for having Jason on the show. It's been 15 months having him on the show. And we tried to get him on this show, I think, about 24 months ago. And finally, about 15 months ago, we were able to get him on board. It's the, we have like Venn diagram circles where we know a lot of the same people. It's just the ability to have a conversation with somebody who's doesn't see everything the way you see it, but is able to understand, in short order, some of your thoughts and to help fill in the gaps. Nobody is perfect in any business and knows everything and does everything. And Jason, you really fill in a lot of the holes. And I just really appreciate it. And then John Ramos was one of these guys I've worked with since the day I got here. And I mean this. I tell everybody, like, what's Ramos really like? I don't think he has a bad day. And if he does, he sure as hell fakes it when he's at work. You're one of those guys, John, that lights up every room that you're in. I'm truly thankful for our time here. Dan Byer is a dude, like, you know, in the last 5 years, he's gotten married and has a kid, and he's seen his growth of his own. Like, I'm truly appreciative of Dan, who can pick up in any conversation about sports ever, and especially in some of the areas that he knows a ton about, like, just blow you away with his knowledge of different stuff. I'm thankful for my crew, but it's the point of helping them, telling them something you appreciate about them more than the just blanket appreciation. I think that's the way you handle, at least for me, in the what I didn't do. My dad knew I loved him, but I don't know if my dad knew the different things I truly appreciated about him. Do that this weekend. It's a selfish thing. It's not for them. They'll feel better, but you'll definitely feel, I think, a little bit fulfilled by it. So there's my advice. The other advice I would have is to understand different circumstances and why. We'll get to the Jets benching Zach Wilson, which felt like a formality, felt like it had to happen, and how I actually like how Robert Saleh is handling it. But I want to start with the Lakers losing, because when they lost, you had Patrick Beverley committing the cardinal sin in basketball, which is pushing DeAndre Ayton in the back. I've talked about this for a long time in basketball, where there's certain things you're not the unwritten rules of basketball. I think, you know, I actually like the unwritten rules of baseball because everybody in baseball knows them. I like the unwritten rules in football because everybody knows them. The unwritten rules in basketball, you don't really, after you're up 20 or 25, you shouldn't press, right? You shouldn't press. I don't believe in, like, if you have a breakaway layup, there's kids now that are, like, popular to go up and go through your legs and lay the ball. And, like, that's clown stuff. You know, just make the layup. Winning by 30 is enough. You don't need the go through your legs sort of thing. But, you know, so, like, if it's going to be fancy, it's got to be functional with how fancy it is. But you don't, when a guy elevates, you don't hit him. You don't You don't bump him. You don't touch him. You don't low bridge him. And you definitely don't push him from behind. Patrick Beverley did last night. Here's Pat Bev explaining why he pushed DeAndre Ayton in the back.
I'm a big fan of, protecting my teammates, especially teammates that, I go to war for it every night. So I kind of felt like the play kind of got out of control after the stare down at Austin Reeves by Book, then another stare down by Ayton, and the refs didn't really come in and kind of break it up. So, I'm not going for that. It's unfortunate that it happened on national TV. But, me, regardless of what's going on, I'm a big fan of protecting my teammates. And I'm a big fan of I'm a foxhole guy. And, I put on a jersey and I commit to a team. I commit to a city. It's kind of my motto. I'm a foxhole guy. So very unfortunate situation, though.
I've been critical of Pat Beverley in terms of his play. Okay, I've been critical of Pat Beverley in terms of his play. Like, he's playing a role that he's not good enough. He's not good enough to be a starter on a playoff team. And I know the Lakers aren't a playoff team, but Russell Westbrook hasn't been the issue in all their losing here. Russell Westbrook struggled to start the year, hasn't been the issue. Schroeder, since he's come back, has been solid. I don't know if either of them, Schroeder's probably the most likely candidate to be the starter because Russell's playing well and seems to be enjoying the role of coming off the bench. Pat Beverley hasn't been good enough. In this particular case, I got Pat Beverley's back. Because the unwritten rule is you don't shove somebody in the back when they're up in the air. But DeAndre Ayton wasn't up in the air. DeAndre Ayton was standing over Hillbilly Mamba. Okay, he was standing over him. He pushed him, and then he tried to walk over him. And this actually is Patrick Beverley's job. Okay, even though he's little, it's his job. Because if he gets suspended for 5 games, not that big a deal. LeBron can't. Anthony Davis, who's playing great, by the way, statistically can't. Here's Devin Booker on Pat Bev.
How do you think about how everything unfolded at that point?
Man, it was just more than it was supposed to be. Pat needs to stop pushing people in the back, man. Push them in the chest. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, he literally came from behind, and he's standing over him, and he just bumps DeAndre Ayton, who flops into the stands. This is as much a nothing burger about Pat Beverley as I've ever seen. The problem is that Pat Beverley has established himself as a reputation. And Jason, you were right. You were right. You said, hey, I woke up thinking you were going to defend him because every team needs that guy. And look, part of it is you got to be able to play. Like Draymond Green is that guy for the Warriors, but Draymond Green's only really effective. He's still got to be able to play. You can't just be come in as a thug or as an enforcer or whatever. That's a different role. You need a guy who can play who's also going to have guys back. In this particular case, you look at the rest of the team, and Anthony Davis just watching him. Like, I actually have a bigger issue with Anthony Davis than I do with Pat Beverley. You're just watching DeAndre Ayton step over your teammate? What are we doing? But this appears to be a complete nothing burger. And the idea, the idea that somebody somewhere or Devin Booker has an issue with pushing guys in the back, that's not the unwritten rule. The unwritten rule isn't shoving guys in the back. The unwritten rule is don't shove a guy in the back when he's in the air. DeAndre Ayton falling and tripping over Hillbilly Mamba was only because he was standing over Hillbilly Mamba. I don't get it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know what? Here's what I want to do. I was going to give my opinion on Robert Saleh and the benching. The benching of Zach Wilson. And I'll give some of it. But in a couple minutes, we're going to have Michael Lombardi on. He's a three-time Super Bowl winning NFL executive. He hosts the GM Shuffle podcast. He's got the Lombardi line on VSiN. Honestly, like, my opinion is that of a sports guy who covers sports, knows sports, loves sports, watches sports. But I mean, the reason we have him on is he's a complete expert. I'm fascinated to hear what he has to say. Zach Wilson hasn't been good enough, but he's made it really easy to be benched based upon how he reacted to his own poor play and how he's purported himself. Here's Robert Saleh, though, saying the door's not closed on Zach Wilson with the Jets.
So the big thing I want to make sure I address on this one, just want to make sure you guys all listen to this very carefully, please. Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day. Is it a small step back? Absolutely, for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. So this is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
Okay. I actually believe that. Let's see how he handles it, right? Let's see how he handles it. Because Zach Wilson is, his answer told you that he doesn't have feel, has that emotional intelligence needed for that position. I mean, that's really what it is. I think, Booger McFarland on ESPN said it's because he grew up affluent. And I disagree. I think it's because he's a millennial, and so many millennials, well, they don't know how to deal with adversity. They just don't. And it's not actually their fault. What happens is, this is what happens. We all, and by say we, all of us who are adults, if you're younger, I'm actually going to take some of the burden off of you. Right? What happens with adults is we all sit around and go like, man, kids these days, man, they just don't get it. They just don't get it, right? Kids these days, they don't know how to deal with adversity. They don't know how to, like, whose fault is that? Your fault, right? Your fault. I mean, ask a guy when you're at Thanksgiving, like, "Hey, how'd your?" I have a dear friend, okay? And if you ask him about his high school career, he will tell you he won't even blink. And he's been successful in a different profession. And he'll like, "I was averaging 25 in like spring league." And, "Oh, how much you average in your high school career?" "3." "A coach." "Really? The coach took you from 25 points a game to 3 points a game. That's what happened." "Okay. Whatever happened to us when we were kids or how we were coached or whatever, Gen X were the problem. Because when our kid comes home from school and he got in trouble, most of us as Gen X think the teacher has some portion of the blame. I mean, how many times have we blamed the commissioner for the bad behavior of NFL players or the bad behavior of baseball players or whatever? We blame the wrong people. Like, look, if you do something wrong, you have to pay. If your kid's not playing, you don't switch AAU programs. You don't switch baseball teams. You get better. If you want to, we move to the next thing. It's our fault. I mean, like, look, the acceptance over guys quitting on their team in professional sports. This really happened this week. I'm going to not mention names, but if you do a little research, you can figure it out. A very, very, very highly touted high school quarterback was playing against one of the top-ranked teams in the country, didn't play in the second half. Not because he was hurt. It's the semifinals of the state playoffs. I won't tell you the state. I read this the other day. Didn't play. And they're like, "Why didn't he play?" "Well, because his dad wanted to keep him healthy. And, hey, look, he's getting ready for the next level." Are you kidding me? Right? This is high school football. Most of those kids, even though this program is one of those programs that loads up on guys, but a lot of them, some of them, it's the last time they'll ever play football. Almost all of them, last time they'll play together. And, oh yeah, by the way, like, why do you play football if not to compete against a team that's better than you? Like, get out there and make plays. And if you don't win, you shake their hand and you go get ready for the next level. Like, what? But that, again, that's not on the kid. That's on the dad. That's on the parent. My point is that Zach Wilson clearly doesn't know how to handle adversity. Otherwise, he wouldn't have answered the question the way he answered the question. He wouldn't have the body language he handles it. But I would take the burden off of Zach Wilson. I don't think it has to do with affluence. I think it has to do with how he was raised. But not just how he was raised, how we raise kids now. We raise kids to try and take them away from accountability. It's Doug Gottlieb Show. You're on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks, Monsi. By the way, Monsi always brings just awesome energy. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Monsi Blunts. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The best soccer teams in the world are competing for the cup. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Gottlieb. So Michael Lombardi is really, he's under the weather. And you're like, well, it's a phone call. It affects his voice. So I just got a really nice text from Michael. Michael, feel better. I think the voice not good. Couldn't go today. Totally understand. Everybody's been there before. Is that an unfair thing, Jason, that I said? Because, like, we're all of us are parents. John, you have your kids are roughly the same age except for Jonah, obviously. When I say all of us, I'm talking about John, no offense, Monsi, I know you don't have kids yet, but Jason, you do, and John, you do. Is it unfair to blame all of us? Take the blame off of kids because for whatever reason, we don't want our kids to face adversity or we don't want our kids, like, that's just the feeling I get, and I blame us, not them.
There are times when I have to push Lucas a little bit during this travel ball season right now. It's his first time dealing with it. And so, he'd rather kind of maybe sleep in here and there. But I do have to push him. But for the most part, I think as a parent, you're right. I mean, I want him to compete at a high level. I want him to compete. I would never want to take him out of a game to protect him from something. Like, he's either going to fail or achieve at a high level in any situation. So you might as well just let him compete and see how it all falls. Your theory on that last person that you talked about was that they were losing. Was that what the problem was? They were losing and he just decided to take him out because, like, why jeopardize his son at that point? Or was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they were losing. See, I would never. I feel deep in my heart, I would never do that to my son. I would just let him go out there and say, hey, we're down, we're losing. And, hey, you got to win and lose, right? It's all part of life.
John, in fairness, okay, this kid is, he's got NIL deals. He's got a lot of money. There's money on the table there, right? And so I agree with you. I mean, I can't unequivocally tell you what we would all do if, you know, your kid has a couple hundred thousand dollars at risk there. But I'm pretty sure we're both aligned on this one, right? That it's like I don't hate that. Like, people are like, well, you hate kids. Like, I don't. I just, why do you play sports? I don't understand this idea of getting into sports for money. Is like, the money is the benefit if you get to the very, very top. But ultimately, like, sports, it's all these lessons to teach you. But, like, high school sports is still, there's still some level of purity, especially when you're playing for a real high school, which he does, not playing for one of these made-up prep schools, whatever. Yeah, it really bothers me, John. But again, like, you see it in coaching kids, right? Like,
yes, all the time. I mean, I don't coach, the high level. I just started travel ball coaching like about 2 months ago, and I can see the difference between the little league that Lucas plays in and now the travel ball situation. I just want Lucas to go out there. It's my son Lucas we're talking about. He's mm-hmm. He's 11 years old. I just want him to go out there and play tough and play hard and work to get better. I'm not out there to, you know, scream in his face or make him feel like if he doesn't make one play, his life is over. I consider myself a very good coach father. But maybe that will change as he gets older. The expectations I have for him now, maybe for you and Hayes, since Hayes is obviously a little older, maybe the expectations I have for him are a lot lower right now than it will be in maybe 3 years from now.
I don't think so. I think, John, because I don't know. You don't wrap up your own personal value in his performance. You know, I don't. I do actually put a ton of personal value into how my son carries himself, how he prepares. You know, how he carries himself and how he prepares. You know? So I think that's the big issue there is sometimes I've been hard on my kid. I'm not going to lie, but most times it's like, if you've told somebody something 50 times, like, you just try and do what I ask you to do. And then,
yeah.
and then maybe more than anything, it's, again, you know, body language, how good a teammate you are. Do you make excuses? Like, all of those things. The adversity, I don't really mind. What about you, Jay? Where are you on kids these days and handling adversity, and how much it's their generation's issues and how much it's our generation's issues?
I mean, kids. I guess we're talking about two different things, right? I think you and John are talking about, like, tweens and teenagers.
No. I mean, like, I still – Zach Wilson's still kind of a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, like – he ain't 30. He's got to learn. But it's the lessons that he wasn't taught when he was a teenager that's led him to this point. Like, again, I'm not the most obvious thing that I like to say is, like, you know, when you're the difference between, there's a couple differences between a kid and being an adult, right? Like, adults have never turned down a nap, but also adults at some point don't blame other people. Like, it's a mature thing to go, like, yeah, that one was on me. I did that. You know, don't offer up excuses. And whereas kids point elsewhere. So what we're talking about teen stuff or preen stuff, but it does lead, like, your son's a little bit older, it does lead to that age of people being less apt to deal or prepared to deal with adversity.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to generalize. I'm not going to say all kids or no kids, but the thing that, in general, I think there's been a massive overcorrection in with our generation. I know you've touched on this.
Yeah.
Generation X. And with our generation has overcorrected with our parenting. to where we thought we had to because the baby boomers raised us with different standards, much more discipline, much more violence in the home. So, of course, that's an overcorrection in the parenting. And the Gen Z and millennials have been brought up with being able to get away with more. And to me, being just, I guess, less able to adapt to their surroundings. I don't know what that is. So maybe if it's overprotectiveness from a parenting standpoint. But the good kids, the kids that are kind of outliers in those generations picked up on the nonverbals. They picked up on what the parts of their parents and their elders that they should have, that you and I probably did more than we think. You just pick up on things. You don't need to be told things. You just pick up. This is how you treat people. This is, you know. So to answer your question, I just think it is our fault, the Generation X, for overcorrecting what society was telling us was wrong with our parents.
I think that's a great way to put it. Really, really good way to put it. I like that, the overcorrection. And we do that in a lot of things, right, with the overcorrecting. A lot of times we overcorrect politically as well, right? That's why the pendulum swings. You know, we overcorrect with when the economy's bad, we throw too much money in, and when the economy's good, we pull too much out. You know, it's all of those things. The overcorrection is a really interesting thing. Go ahead, Monty.
I kind of was going to say a little of what Jason said. You're right. I don't have any kids. I probably never will. I'm not interested. But the kids nowadays are different than what I experienced in high school. I played club, and my coaches were so mean. They yelled at us. They would take you out if your friend messed up. It was like my coach would call timeout, make us run lines. And I have a friend who is now coaching at my high school, and she told me, she's like, oh, it's different. Like, I can't yell at them. I can't do anything. I just let them play, and if they win, great, and if they lose, they lose. But she's like, I can't yell at them because parents come and yell at me for yelling at them. And it's such a, when I heard her say that, I was like, wow, compared to my experience where all I did was get yelled at every time I made a mistake or if I didn't hustle or whatever, things have completely changed, and I think Jason touched on it perfectly. But again, I don't have kids. This is just from what I hear with my friends who are coaches now. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's really, really crazy. And but again, it's what Jason said. Jason said is accurate. It's an overcorrection there. I wasn't. Yeah, my dad yelled at us when we played. That's pretty accurate. But I don't know. Like, I don't think it did any permanent damage to me.
Like, yeah,
like, you know, you kind of deserve. I mean, part of it is, and I feel like it's more boys than girls, but girls as well. Like, you know, honestly, most girl athletes are tougher than boy athletes. they just are. But I don't know. I think some of that stuff, like when you look back and you tell, like, one of my favorite things is getting together with my high school or my college, and we tell stories about dudes getting ripped and how funny it was, and
totally.
Guys that couldn't, right? That's
yes.
It's the slog and the grind, if you will. Like, that's the deal.
100%. I felt like I learned discipline from how tough my coaches were.
Yeah. Now look, there is a line, and the line has been drawn, has changed, and I don't think it's always that way. But yes, there's just I don't want to be one of these guys who's like, it used to be better and we're so soft, but God. And I don't think it's the kid. I don't think it's the kids. I think it's the parents. Mm. And, you know, the teachers must have been super meanies. And we were like, Miss Hemker in fourth grade, I switched to Miss Sally in fourth grade, like mid semester. We had too many kids in the class. Miss Sally was so much nicer than Mrs. Hemker. Miss Chapman was my sixth grade teacher. She was just mean. I thought she was mean to me, right? But like, looking back, like, I was the turkey, you know. I was the kid who probably thought he knew everything. Like, I know that shocks anybody who listens to this radio show. So I probably and like my when the my. Like, I remember getting really upset because she told my parents we did Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was Puck, which is a big character. And it's actually a character that in hindsight, fits me really, really well. But at the time, I remember her, you know, chastising me for not preparing, but she was right. Now, I could wing it with the best of them, and I still felt like in the live performance, I nailed it. But in terms of rehearsals, like, I wasn't fully engaged, and I wasn't really ready for the rehearsals, so she was right. But I don't remember my parents ever, when I got in trouble. Like, I used to get in trouble in school a good amount of time, especially in elementary and middle school. And I remember, like, my dad, he had a yellow Buick, and he would get home from work, and he would close the door, and he, like, kind of shuffled his feet. Kind of walk like George Jefferson. He kind of shuffled his feet, and I'd hear the Florsheim shoes. He wore these Florsheim loafers, like, until he turned, like, I don't know, 60 or maybe 50 when he started playing tennis. He would always wear these Florsheim loafers to work, and he'd shuffle his feet. And when I'd hear those feet hitting the pavement walking towards the front door, my bedroom was right next to the front door. And so when I got in trouble, I had to go to my room and wait till your dad got home, right? I don't know if any of you guys had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear his feet shuffling, and I just knew hell was coming with him, right? Like,
yeah.
This is not going to be good. And I don't ever remember him coming in and going, like, oh, you got in trouble? Well, let's call the principal, because obviously the teacher's out of line. But that's what people do now. That's what they do. All right, enough ranting about Gen X and how we're bad parents and we care maybe too much about our kids.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. The best soccer teams in the world are competing for the cup. Get in the action. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Gottlieb. Let's get to the game.
is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What do you got there, Monster Bolaños?
Oh, we've got a game. John Ramos, what are we playing?
Real news, fake news.
Real news, fake news. All right, Doug, is this real or fake? Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it, is only the third host nation in World Cup history to lose their opening match.
That's real news.
Ooh.
You are fake news.
It's fake news. They're not the third host nation. They're the only host nation in World Cup history to lose their opening match.
I mean, had anybody ever heard of Qatar, or Qatar before they were awarded the World Cup?
No. So, no. Yeah. And also, when did it become Qatar? When? Because
when they awarded the World Cup, I got the pronunciation. That was it.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right. Real or fake? Following yesterday's surprise victory over Argentina, Saudi Arabia declared today a national holiday.
That sounds like real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
They were so excited that they were like, nobody goes to work, nobody goes to school, we beat Argentina, nobody thought we could do it. We're going to relax. That's exactly what happened. All right, real or fake? The latest reports are saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is headed to Dallas.
Real news.
You are fake news.
Well, we don't know where he's going. Reports are waiting that he's waiting till after Thanksgiving to make a decision. Apparently, the Cowboys and the Giants are at the top of the list, and the Cowboys and Dak Prescott have been very open about them trying to recruit OBJ, sending him messages, telling them that they want him, that he could help the team. And so we don't know. We don't know, but it seems like the Cowboys and the Giants are at the top of his list. So that's going to be a big game. All right. Real or fake? Following Dak Prescott's recruiting tactics, Mookie Betts posted a photo on social media of Aaron Judge wearing a Dodgers uniform with the caption, "Ready when you are."
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
That is correct. It is fake. It was actually Giants Jock Peterson who posted a photo on his Instagram with that caption. And the story goes that the Giants are going to offer a formal offer to Aaron Judge this week at some point. All right, real or fake? The NCAA announced that for the very first time, the Final Four will be held in Las Vegas in 2028.
That's fake news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, it's actually going to be held in Las Vegas in 2028, the very first time. Don't you go to that?
Yes, every year.
Every year, right? So you're going to be there.
This is a gigantic thing.
Yes.
Gigantic thing. I saw Andy Katz, who does work with the NCAA. He had the announcement, and I just didn't look at the places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is amazing. So it's going to be Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
I mean, literally, this is the – honestly, they should have the first four – I mean, they should have the – I think they should have the whole tournament there one year, and they're going to have the tournament there this year. The next question is, at what point in time will those of us who broadcast, I broadcast the NCAA tournament for Westwood One, at what point in time will we be able to actually talk about gambling and betting lines in Vegas? Because that's the heart of what makes up the tournament. But this is, that's amazing. That's going to be the best Final Four ever. It's not really close.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's super excited. It's supposed to be in Indianapolis in 2029 and then AT&T Stadium in Texas in 2030. So Vegas for 2028. All right, real or fake? A female tourist in Mexico climbed a pyramid in Yucatan, Mexico, that has banned people from climbing since 2008 for preservation concerns. So she did this. When she came down, she was booed, insulted, things were thrown at her, water, bottles, all this good stuff. True or fake?
That sounds like real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
That is real. I mean, why would you do this? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. What do you mean you did something you weren't supposed to do? I can't believe that all she was booed, insulted, and a couple of things were thrown at her.
Yeah, I think
No, like, you can't defend this lady.
I'm not defending anything. I'm not. Give me a second. I don't like that. Like the whole water bottle is like, wait, are we littering on the same pyramids of our clothes? Right.
Possibly, but they probably picked it up after the fact.
Okay. Well, they picked it up after the fact. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Of course. I just feel like this is one of the most insulting things that you could do. If there's, you know what I mean? If I'm going to go visit a place like this and it's literally like a known thing, do not climb it since 2008. I mean, it's 2022. So you've had 14 years to figure this out and you decide to do it on your own. I'm surprised it didn't get worse. And then I heard she was actually maybe not arrested, but that they actually did take her in and question her because what you did was stupid, ma'am. Stupid.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I love a fired up Monty Bolaños. And anybody else? Monty is fired up today. Why are you climbing a pyramid? If you say not to climb a pyramid. If it happened in the United States, it would be somebody else's fault other than hers. Coming up in the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to tell you one thing in sports we're most thankful for. That's right. It's the Midway. It's next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.